name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. St. Paul, writing to the Corinthians in today's first reading, says, "As God is faithful, our word to you is not yes and no, but yes." God gives himself to us entirely. He withholds nothing. God gives us all the grace necessary for salvation. He will give even more so. God's blessings that he has poured out upon us are abundant, to the point that God even gives us his very self. For God so loved the world that he gave the world his only Son to save us. And so that type of a total yes that characterizes God needs to characterize us who are adopted sons and daughters of God. We cannot respond to God in half measures. We can't say yes and no. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. And all too often, that's what we do. We respond to God in half measures. A good example in history would be, as St. Augustine accounts in his Confessions, there was a point in his life when he realized that he was living wrongly. Augustine lived in concubinage, which means he had a live-in girlfriend. And he had, by that live-in girlfriend, a son named Adeodatus. And he realized that it was wrong. And so he said, "Oh Lord, give me chastity." And then later he realized what he was saying was, "Oh Lord, give me chastity, but not yet." Oftentimes we're like that. We say, "Oh Lord, save me from my sin, but not yet." Because I don't want to do what is necessary to say entirely yes to you. And we have to get to that point. We have to get to the point where we say yes to God entirely, yes to his teachings, yes to what is necessary for us to be holy. Can we make mistakes on that path? Of course we can. That's why God gives us the sacrament of confession, and why he is always willing to forgive our sins. But if we hold back, if we say, "I'm going to do things on my terms, I'm going to give up all my sins except for my favorite sin," then we got problems, because we're being what is referred to in the book of Revelations as being lukewarm. And our Lord has harsh words in the book of Revelation for those who are lukewarm. He says, either be warm or be cold or hot, but if you're lukewarm, I will spit you out. Either do it or don't do it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.